All I've got to say is this. At least this podcast won't be interrupted by a car chase. I'm just saying, man.
Ray is fundamental, number one podcast from the get-go. And since you're listening, you got good sense, so let me break it down on this instrumental. It's basketball and all its essences. It's full of pop culture references.
Okay.
Point guards to stretch fours and fives. The last Buffy episode, despite survive. Never mind, let me get on track. Houston had a good run, and a team was stacked. We had plans for the T-Wolves, y'all remember? Quick question in sync, who's your favorite member? Oops, I did it again. Hold up, wait, best team on the court, probably Golden State.
Yeah.
Curry and them, yeah, they out this world. But ask Ray is top five, he's saying the Spice Girls.
Hey guys, this is the Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast, episode 97, recorded July the 11th, 2018, brought to you by RayRay.net. I'm Ray Ray, I'm fun, and I'm mental. What's up guys? I just got back from Las Vegas Summer League, my seventh visit, but really it's my first in 3 years. I had been going since 2010, and let me tell you, it's changed a lot. From the first visit, basically, it's because all 30 teams now go to Las Vegas Summer League, and since, I think, starting in 2013, I believe, they started a tournament there to have a Summer League champion. A lot more games per day, obviously, and of course, it whittles down as the tournament goes on, but expect games in the first few days to start from about, oh, I think 12:30-ish or noon. And the last game will end at 11 p.m. local time, so it's quite a change. It's tough to have to stay there actually for the entire day, unlike back then when, you know, the first game would start at around 3 o'clock, and then the last game would end at around 9. So you can at least spend 6 hours there; you won't get sick of it. This time around, yep, there's a lot more games to go through, so You stay there basically like the half the day. I'm not how I was back a few years ago when I stayed the entire 2 weeks. I only stayed one weekend because, let's face it, Las Vegas in the summertime, not great when you're outdoors and you can only do so much when you're indoors, at least for me, because I'm not the gambling type. It is good for networking, and it's so cool to see all old friends, meet some new ones that I've gotten to know through Twitter. And I want to thank everybody who actually took the time to say hello, and they all knew what I went through last fall, and I'm really encouraged, and I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for encouraging me to keep going and to say how I've looked since they last saw me, really. And since January, I've lost 27 pounds, so it's why I look different, I suppose. But yeah, I appreciate all the good vibes and everything, and thanks for that. So as far as this episode, we continue on with this pattern. Jimmy Maggio, who has covered the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NCAA tournament, and is a big part of the Los Angeles sports media, as she hosts Sports Central for KCBS LA and as well as KCAL LA, she's gonna talk to me. She was on this podcast 3 years ago, actually. We're gonna talk LeBron and the Lakers, Clippers, NFL, why we haven't talked in so long, stuff like that. It's gonna be fun. But before we start with this interview with Jamie, let me remind you, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, download on Stitcher, whatever podcast app you prefer. If all else fails, you go to rary.net/fun. That's the homepage. Follow me on Twitter at the NoLookPass. Follow the podcast Twitter at RayRayIsFun. I guess all I got, so promo, then Jamie. Here we go.
Hey, this is James Hollis, a.k.a. Snotty Drippin of B-Ball Breakdown, and you are listening to Ray Ray is Fundamental.
Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast, episode 97. My guest, she's covered the NFL, MLB, the NBA, I think every sport out there. She's done NFL Network, Turner Sports with the NBA, playoffs on the NCAA tournament. She's covered the Angels, Sixers, Lakers, Clippers. Currently hosting Sports Central for CBS and KCAL here in LA. If you're a sports fanatic, you know who she is. Jimmy Maggio, what's up?
What an introduction. Now, did you read that, or was that off the top of your head? Because I'm impressed. I don't even know if I could go through it like that.
I wish it was off the top of my head. I really wish it was, but I'm not that great. So.
Hey, I've never covered curling.
Okay.
Or arm wrestling.
That's fair. That's fair. But
so
maybe
these are still career bucket list things for me to do.
Yeah. Like, arm wrestling. Wow, I haven't really seen arm wrestling on TV as of late, so I have no idea if that's still going on or not.
A friend of mine actually called me yesterday and said there's an arm wrestling championship that's going to be in LA, downtown near LA Live, sometime later in the month of July, which I thought, you know what, that would be kind of cool to check out in person. I've never seen that before. I think they're streaming it online. I don't think it's actually televised.
Oh, maybe I should check that out. I'll go ahead and Google that later and see what's up. Yeah, because that seems interesting.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe at some point, if I actually can get my, if I'm stronger enough by next year, I can compete in it too. I don't know, but.
There you go. Start lifting.
Right. So the last time we talked to each other was, 3 years ago. It's a long time. It's like, I don't know.
Oh man, we're overdue.
I don't know you anymore.
Oh, so don't say it. Well, let's get reacquainted. Come on.
All right. So a lot has happened in 3 years. For one thing, I'm back in Southern California. And the Golden State Warriors have taken over the league. And now LeBron James is here in L.A. Did you ever think this is going to happen? With all this, you know, this all the speculation. Seriously, like, this is nuts.
It deep in my heart. First of all, you always feel like anything can happen, right? But you know that I was at the Lakers Network for 4 years. And we were, you know, targeting these free agents at that time. Carmelo Anthony, LaMarcus Aldridge. And nothing would stick.
Right.
And so this time, you know, I've learned over the years to not buy into the rumor mill and all the hype. And, you know, I stay up on it and I read and it's interesting, but I never really put any stock in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when free agency opened and Paul George went back to OKC, I thought, oh man.
Not again.
This is a bummer for the Lakers. And then boom, LeBron James. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that in terms of free agent signing. So I was, you know, very happy for the people over there with the Lakers organization. And I think that this is a great, great, great thing, not just for the team, but for the city and, you know, all of the media that live here in LA covering it. It's going to be a fun season next year for sure.
Were you surprised how low key this was? It was basically a quiet press release from Twitter even. There is no decision. There is no media hoopla. It's just that. Were you surprised about that?
I mean, because it's not characteristic of LeBron, right?
Yeah.
In his past times when he's signed with a new team, it's been a big to-do. So, you know what? I kind of like that he was a little low-key and you know, didn't make it a big TV special to make his announcement this time, the decision.
Right. I have a lot of friends who did not like LeBron. They still don't like LeBron. And are not even happy he's on the team. Do you have a lot of
they're Laker fans and they don't like him?
Yeah. Do you have a lot of same people around you have a visceral reaction to this?
Yeah, one of my girlfriends did. She had this whole meltdown on Facebook about, like, please tell me why I should like LeBron. I can't like LeBron. And I don't know if you know that mural that was up in, I think, Venice Beach of LeBron. It said the king of L.A.
Right.
And then it was defaced and they crossed out the of and put like graffiti on top of it. Then the artist, who's super talented, went back out and fixed it. So it didn't say the king of L.A. It just said the king and then L.A. And I just saw it. The whole wall was like painted white. So they defaced this artist's work again. And I don't get the hate for LeBron at all. I mean, mm-hmm. If you are a fan of basketball, you've got to like LeBron. I don't know how you don't. And I know the Laker fan base is so, you know, they will cherish Kobe Bryant until their dying day, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe is a very special player and was wonderful and impactful on the franchise and the history of the franchise. But if I'm a Laker fan, I'm stoked that LeBron James signed with my team. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out and buy that number 23 jersey. So I don't understand the hate. They should be pumped up that LeBron is going to play in purple and gold next year.
Is it because he's threatened Kobe's legacy for so long?
I think so. That's what I think it stems from. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kobe's Kobe. I mean, they're different players. Right. And they're not even playing together, you know, with the Lakers. This is a different time period. Kobe's been retired now for a couple of years. Like, let it be and be grateful for the fact that they landed the best player in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best player in the NBA is now on your team, and you're not happy about it? I don't get it. It makes no sense to me.
Sports fans are so passionate in different levels, I guess. So weird.
Great.
Hey, it's Sarah Spain from ESPN, and you're listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast.
Do you have huge expectations for the Lakers? Do you think they're going to win the championship within the next 3 years or so? Probably.
Last time I checked the Vegas odds, they were 7-2 to win it next year. That's second to only the Warriors.
That's crazy to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think, listen, you and I both know how difficult the Western Conference is, and the Warriors only made themselves better this offseason, if that's hard to believe that they could get better. But, you know, it seems they did with the addition of Boogie Cousins.
Right.
So we'll see what transpires. But the West is going to be one heck of a conference, as it has been for a while now. And we'll see. I mean, I think the Lakers are now a playoff team? Absolutely.
Right. And the team that you covered last year, the Clippers, what about them? They're sort of rebuilding these days, I guess.
Yeah, they're in a rebuilding phase, and they've got Jerry West there, who's a, you know, brilliant basketball mind, kind of orchestrating some of those pieces moving around. And I mean, it for Los Angeles, and especially for media in Los Angeles, when you can have both of your teams in the playoffs, that's a win for everybody. So, you know, the Clippers were on the cusp last year because the West is so tough. So, are you asking me if they'll make it the playoffs next year, or just what they're doing?
Just what they're doing.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah, what they're doing.
You never know. I mean, they were riddled with injuries last year, and then you trade away Blake. Now you don't have DeAndre. So
they're just all disappearing. And it's so funny. 3 years ago, when their teammates were trying so hard to keep DeAndre Jordan, and now he's gone. So. Yeah.
Yeah. And oddly enough, goes to the Mavs, who he, like, you know, left at the altar not too long ago.
Right.
But all's forgiven, I guess.
Yeah. 3 years is a long time. So, as someone who's covered multiple teams, is it hard for you to sort of cheer on just one team, or do you just root for all of them to do well?
No, I don't root for all of them to do well. At this point, I mean, I definitely, you know, I still watch the game as a fan, and I still enjoy, like, I mean, during the playoffs, I am glued to the TV watching, you know, every game that I can, physically can. But I think at this point, when you've worked around players and coaches and, you know, front office and even the team staff, you know, the trainers, you make friends, and you want to see your friends enjoy success. So it does, you know, it does change a little bit. Over the years. And I mean, there's Cavs fans. I wonder if they'll still root for LeBron being in a different place, in a different city, you know?
Yeah. I know it's part of your job, and I'm not sure if it's gotten more difficult for you, but I've had a harder time watching the NFL these days, don't we know now. I know.
Don't bring up the NFL. The reason why, okay, you know that I'm a New York Giants fan.
I know.
And ever since I was a little girl, I can remember making time and enjoying it, watching the Giants game with my grandpa or you know, with family at, you know, we'd have like Sunday dinner at my grandparents' house and watching the Giants and loving it, being so passionate from such an early age.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is a tradition I have kept. You know, I covered the NFL for a number of years, so I wasn't able to see every game those seasons. But I do my best to put myself in front of a TV to watch the Giants. And last year was the first time that I pretty much said F it, because I was so pissed at the way that they were playing, and then when they benched Eli Manning and mm-hmm. messed up his consecutive start streak, like, mm-hmm. I was done. Completely disgusted with the franchise. I'm so glad that they did not draft a quarterback. I'm thrilled that they are showing their faith in Eli and saying that basically they're not looking to win down the road. They're looking to win now while they still have Eli Manning as their QB. And I love Saquon Barkley, and I think he's going to be awesome in the NFL. By the way, have you seen that dude's legs? Like, I know I shouldn't ask you about, like, checking out dude's legs, but he is a beast. And I cannot wait to see this kid play.
See now, because I mean, I don't mind looking at men's bodies and all that. Now I'm just curious of how it looks.
Is this awkward?
What is it? No, not really. I mean, because, as of late, this sounds like bragging. I've been kind of working out the last 6 months or so. And, you know.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. And you have goals. We all have goals when it comes to working out. It's like, okay, I want to look like this guy or, you know, this person or whatever. So maybe now that I should check out this guy's legs to see what I'm aiming for, I guess. Does that make sense?
Listen, I don't, you'd have to take some crazy supplements. This guy is a freak of nature. Like, mm-hmm. it's not normal how Eli Manning just came out and made comments about his legs too. Right. I mean, yeah, I don't know if you want to aim for that. It'd probably be hard to, like, find clothing that fits when your legs are that huge. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah, well, I'll see then. Maybe.
But you know what? I will say this. I'm giving the NFL a new chance this year. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to kiss and make up and start the season on a clean slate and give them my undivided attention once again. But I did get a little, like, nauseous last year and kind of had to turn away from the train wreck.
I guess we kind of turned away for different reasons, because for you, the Giants are bad. And for me, it's kind of like more of what's going on behind the scenes and whatnot.
Politically, with the anthem and everything.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people like you that would say that they lost interest last year mm-hmm. because either they were supportive or against mm-hmm. The whole standing with the anthem thing. And mm-hmm. It sounds like there is going to be rules in place for this year, and we'll see how it plays out. That, you know, players are going to get fined, and they expect everyone to stand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these guys, they are public figures, and they have a right to express themselves. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I agree. It was, you know, a little bit ridiculous how that all played out last year.
Mm-hmm. As of late on this podcast, I've been talking to different women from this industry about women in sports, and I asked them what they would tell women that are trying to break into this business. One said to have a thick skin, the other said to not be discouraged by the past and look into the future. You've been around mm-hmm. for a bit. What would you say?
I think that it is just such a competitive field mm-hmm. that you really have to want it, because you are going to have those, you know, kind of what the other piece people said in terms of advice, having thick skin. I mean, you are going to get discouraged at points along the way, and there are going to be other people that are gunning for the position that are, you know, going to tough it out. So if you really want to work in this field, just, you know, be ready to dedicate a lot to it, because it's not as glamorous as it looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, I love what I do, and I'm so grateful that I've been able to, you know, have the kind of career that I've had, and, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think being professional too is a huge thing.
Yeah, I just think, you know, I don't envy what you women go through. I mean, it's a little obviously easier for me because I'm a man, even as a man of color. But, like, I can't imagine what you women go through, whether it's social media and whatever, YouTube comments, like, that you women face every hour, basically. Like, I've talked to Sarah Spain. I've talked to Kristen Ledlow from Turner Sports. It's like, it's just ridiculous what you go through. And I, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, well, the internet is, you know, such an incredible tool mm-hmm. in a positive way, but it's also just a cesspool.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, I mean, I'll admit there's been times where I've been shook by, you know, comments that people make or pictures that they send or,
right.
you know, how they critique me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here comes the thick skin part. You just have to learn to, like, not read the comments or not let it affect you, because I don't think that's ever going to stop. I think it's just, you know, you give people a mouthpiece to interact, and they can do it anonymously, and some people are just cruel. So, yeah, I mean, that is a tough aspect of the job, and I have found myself being less engaging on social media as a result of that too, unfortunately. But I've just found myself kind of pulling back a little bit, not engaging as much.
Right. But, you know, there are a lot of that support you as well, and, you know, I obviously have supported you for a long time now, so. You know,
I know. I can't believe it's been 3 years since you had me on your podcast, dude.
I know. We'll try to do this more often. Before I let
Please, anytime.
Before I let you go, what breed is Yogi, and can I have him?
Oh my God, no, you cannot. And I don't know what breed he is, because I took him to the groomer this morning because he needed to get a haircut, and he looks like a completely different dog than when I dropped him off. He's a rescue. So people stop me all the time and say, oh, your Shih Tzu is so adorable. So I think he's a Shih Tzu. I've actually considered doing that DNA testing, but I don't know how accurate those things are.
Right.
So we'll see. Jury's still out on that. I may or may not.
Yeah.
But no, you can't have him. But your dog is pretty darn cute, too.
I just got her back from the pet hotel because I was in Vegas for Summer League last weekend. I just picked her
up. Yeah, how'd your Summer League experience go? Was that your first time?
No, it's my seventh, actually.
Seventh. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
But I've got... Yeah, I've
good
gone,
time?
I've gone pretty much every year, and it's miserable outside, but inside, I always want to be in a building in Vegas when it's the summertime, so... And I have family there, so it helps, too, so I don't have to...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but
let me tell you, there's been more than one occasion that I've said to myself, thank you, God, for making basketball an indoor sport with
right?
a clock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't want to be out there in 115-degree weather. It's so awful, but, you know.
Going extra innings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go ahead and advertise your social media, your shows, whatever you need to advertise. Go ahead.
Oh, what do I have? Social media is Jamie_Maggio for Instagram, and Jamie spelled like Jaime, Jaime, and Maggio, Maggio, and I think Twitter's the same, or no, Twitter doesn't have the underscore, just straight there, Jamie Maggio.
Okay, and Sports Central, I believe, 1045, right?
Yep, Sports Central and CBS locally. Still doing stuff with TNT as well.
Okay. As long as you don't get interrupted by car chases, I feel like it happens to you all the time.
Well, it just happens here all the time.
Yeah.
It's an LA phenomenon. I don't know if you saw on my Instagram, I did a story with our news anchor who was talking through a car chase one night. And I said to him, I mean, he's worked in San Antonio. He's worked in Detroit. He's worked in Kansas. And I'm like, Jeff, have you ever seen this before? He's like, no, this is strictly an LA thing. We do not televise car chases like this and do the play-by-play. this is an L.A. thing. And I don't know. Some people think that it started when the whole O.J. and the white Bronco thing happened.
Right.
I don't know when it started, but I just think it's weird. But weird, like, I poo-poo it, but then I find myself watching, you know, and getting intrigued by the whole chase. But who does that? Whoever thinks... You know what? This is a good idea. I'm going to run. I'm going to swerve like an idiot and start racking up the other charges for driving recklessly and to see if I can outrun the cops.
Yeah, I
don't think the odds are in their favor.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen like a car actually get away from the police. Like, I don't think I've ever seen it. And if it has, let me know. I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't think so. And like, this is not the kind of 15 minutes of fame you want.
Right. Okay, so that's it. Thank you so much for some of your time, Jamie. We'll do this again soon. I promise more in less than 3 years. I promise.
I'm going to hold you to that. Okay. Thank you for having me on. It's
right.
Good to talk to you always.
Okay, thanks. Game over, yeah!
Hashtag blame Ray Ray.